Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 98, Because He Lives. Yet a little while, and the world will see me no more, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. John 14:19. Let that land for a moment, because Jesus did not say this from a safe place. He said it that night. The Last Supper, hours before his arrest, hours before the cross. And yet he spoke about the other side of the grave the way a man speaks about something he can already see. Not a fragile hope, a settled certainty. Think about the weight of that. Death was standing right in front of him, and what came out of his mouth was life. The world was about to lose sight of him. The crowd that had cheered would scatter. The religious leaders would fold their arms, satisfied. Case closed. And the world reads it the same way today. Looks at the cross and sees an ending. Looks at the tomb and sees a period at the end of the sentence. But Jesus said, "You will see me." Faith sees what the world cannot. It sees a living Christ, not a memory, not a symbol, not a historical figure framed on a wall. A presence, real, here, right now. And then comes the line that changes everything. Because I live, you also will live. He did not say that as beautiful poetry. He said it as a promise with the full weight of heaven behind it. Your future, yours, does not hang on your strength. It does not depend on you holding it all together. It does not require you to have every answer. It rests on the heart of Jesus, which is still beating, which walked out of that tomb, which will never stop. And that changes Monday morning. It changes the diagnosis you received and haven't yet found words to process. It changes the bill that's past due and the situation that feels past fixing. Because a dead Savior would be, at most, an inspiration. But a living Savior is a presence, one that walks into every hard room of your life right alongside you. He is not a memory. He is company. And when that life, his life, resurrection life, truly begins to live in you, it shows. You don't have to announce it. The people around you can see it. It's that peace that makes no sense under pressure. It's that joy that the circumstances simply cannot account for. It's the mark of someone whose life is tied to someone who has already won. But before you leave your room this morning, before you open the app, before you check the messages, before you face whatever the day is already asking of you, I want to invite you to do just one thing. Name your biggest fear out loud today. Just say its name, and then say, with the voice you have right now, these two words, "He lives." Not because the fear isn't real, but because the fear does not get the last word. He does. That is faith in motion. That is the word becoming something you walk in. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.